The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and guess who's here? Pamela Gertz-Cavati from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week, as she does most every week. HouseLogic, if you don't know, is brought to you by the NAR. It is the website that features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Gil. I am just terrific today. I hope you're doing well, too. Thanks for having me back.
I am doing well. You know, it's like a week-by-week thing. It's every week so far, you've been great. So.
Thank you.
You'll be here all the time. I always learn something. What have you got for us today, in fact?
Well, I have to say that I've been inspired by you and some of your great ideas shows. So we pulled together some great ideas from House Logic for today.
A potpourri.
Absolutely. A panoply, if you will. So, and I hope there's a little something for everyone who's interested in saving money, improving their community, and adding value. We've added some new things to HouseLogic.com, and I've learned a couple things recently that I thought were just too good not to share.
Well, then share away.
All right. Did you know that three trees planted in the right place around the outside of your home could save you between $100 and $250 a year in energy costs, according to the U.S. Department of Energy?
I had no idea. I knew that would make my dog happy, but I had no idea it could actually save me energy costs. How?
It will, and it'll do that in two main ways. First, their shade cuts cooling costs in the summer, and in winter, they can serve as a great windbreak and really help hold down your heating costs. If you search planting trees at houselogic.com, you'll find information on the types of trees to plant to save energy. It even includes a link to a great calculator that lets you estimate how much a particular tree, particular type of tree, in your part of the country can save you on your energy bills.
Now, I imagine it's important that there's an importance here if you're saving on energy bills as to where you plant those trees.
That's absolutely right. That's a really good question. And it does matter. It matters where you plant them, and it also matters what type of tree you plant. So, for example, here's a good tree to plant. Mm-hmm. You want to plant a deciduous tree on the west side of the house because with all its green leaves, it's going to provide some great cooling shade in the summer. And then in the winter, it's going to lose its leaves. And so that same tree is going to let in sunlight that's going to help cut your heating and your lighting bills. Now, on the other hand, a bad idea would be to plant an evergreen on the west side of your house because that's going to block the sun all year long. It's going to make your home feel colder, darker, and probably you don't want to do that. But we don't want to give evergreens a bad rap. There's a good place around your home to plant an evergreen, and that's on the north side. Because on the north side, an evergreen can be a great windbreak, and it can help stop some of the cold winds from blowing into your house.
That is very clever. Now, we've talked about this. I'm a big House Logic fan. You know, I've got a home. I visit the site often. I've learned a lot there. What's interesting, what I've never really thought about much before in terms of value of a home and all that, there's a lot of stuff on House Logic related to community.
Yeah, absolutely. Strong, vibrant communities with really engaged, involved residents are an important facet in an area's home values. So, but getting involved means figuring out who you're going to call, right, when you have an issue. Like maybe you want to get some graffiti removed from something or you want to get a playground built.
Yeah, that can be a real problem. I go through that, you know, the front section of the Yellow Pages sometimes where they've got, you know, the town listings, the county listings, the state listings, and you go, I don't know who to call. And you just sit there kind of scratching your head.
Exactly. Well, the good news is that many municipalities now operate something called a 311 service. It's like basically the 411 for your local government. A call to that number gets you to an operator who can, in many cases, handle a lot of standard requests directly. And when the person can't, they direct you to the right department.
Okay. Now, if that's not an option where you are, what do you do?
Okay. So if you want to suggest some improvements in your community, like, say, a playground, for example, a good place to start is with your community development department, which can be a real great catch-all kind of an agency. If you go to houselogic.com, you search by finding local officials. We have information that includes a list of names for common departments in municipal governments and what they're responsible for. So, for instance, the Public Works Department can typically help you with things like, you know, you have a dangling tree limb after a big storm or you got a big pothole, you want to get your street repaved. They can help you with that. In a bigger city, you're likely to find that department broken down into specialties like streets, sanitation, sewers, things like that.
All right. I'm learning. What else don't I know here that you've got to tell me?
So let's talk about something that's not only interesting but really important.
Yeah.
And that's the fact that your credit rating can have an impact on what you're going to pay for homeowners insurance. And that's because your credit rating is connected to something called your insurance score.
Okay. Credit rating, I know. Insurance score, I think most of us have never heard of.
Okay. It's like a credit score. It's a way for insurance companies to judge how much of a financial risk you are for them. And it's calculated based on a number of things, including your credit history, your insurance claims history, and things like your age, the construction style of your house, whether you've installed a smoke detector and other safety equipment, things like that. Just like your credit score, your insurance score is a number, but there's no single source for insurance scores, and your insurer probably won't tell you your score, even if you ask. That's because some insurers use a proprietary formula for it. Others use insurance scores calculated by companies like FICO and ChoicePoint, the latter of which, ChoicePoint, will sell you your insurance score for $12.95. ChoicePoint's insurance score can range from 200 to 997. What you're looking for is a score of 776, or that's considered good. The lower the score, the higher the risk. So you want to see a higher number. It's just like with credit scores. A 750 is better than a 550.
Also, for an insurance score to improve it, besides improving my credit score, I could just promise them I'll live longer.
Yes, you could promise them you'll live longer. That'll work.
There you go.
That'll
there
work.
You go. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, as always, great to talk to you. And again, go to houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.